Curtis Lee Welch, CURTISLEEWELCH, 1-18-53. 71-year-old gentleman, 72-year-old gentleman who lives alone, originally from Ohio. He's single. He has three children. He's worked numerous jobs in the past, but has not worked for some time. He's thin. He's weak. He has had a history of muscle wasting, no longer able to walk because of his balance issues. Has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD. Increased shortness of breath with activity, which is one of the reasons he's not able to ambulate, a lower extremity edema, air hunger, and anxiety, period. New paragraph, last hospitalization was a year or two ago related to his breathing issues. New paragraph, he also wears a diaper because it's hard for him to get to the bathroom. He did have a provider, but he lost his provider. He doesn't know why. He definitely doesn't need a provider. He wouldn't be able to live unless it was for the help of the neighbors because of his ADL dependency and unbalanced bladder incontinency. He's also lost a lot of weight. He used to weigh 285 pounds. He weighs in 180s now, he says. Period. New paragraph, surgery, no recent surgery. New paragraph, family history, mom and dad died of old age. New paragraph, vaccination, 2 years ago, none since then. It's hard for him to get to the doctor's office because of the fact that he's wheelchair-bound. It's hard for him to get out, and also he's short of breath and has debility overall. Allergy, none. Medication includes Lipitor, 80 milligram once a day, Cymbalta, 20 milligram once a day to help with his anxiety, Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram a day, vitamin D, and Aldactone, 25 milligram a day, period. In paragraph, he was on some kind of nebulizer treatment because of his shortness of breath, but that was taken away from him. He doesn't know why, and he hasn't been able to get any help. At one time, he was on home health and was receiving physical therapy to help with his activity level, but he says it didn't really help him much and now become wheelchair-bound. This was done through prestigious living centers where the physical therapy was provided. His O2 sat borderline at 89% at rest. His blood pressure is elevated, 155 over 114. He says he doesn't know if he took his medication or not. His pulse is 103 today. Heart's positive, one positive, two tachycardic, lungs, bronchi and rals, abdomen soft, lower extremity, one plus edema, neurological non-focal. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa without any lesions. Assessment here, we have a 72-year-old gentleman with history of COPD. He does have a history of tobacco abuse under social, where I said he was single, had three children, extensive history of smoking in the past, and ETOH use. He says he's cut down on both because he has no one to get the alcohol or cigarettes for him. Okay, so a significant COPD to the point that he's no longer able to ambulate. He's pretty much wheelchair-bound because of his weakness, his debility, his tremendous amount of weight loss of over 100 pounds. He also has pleural edema with right-sided heart failure, choropulmonale, short of breath, mainly because he needs oxygen. It was taken away from him, and also because he needs NEP treatment and albuterol, period. Overall prognosis is poor unless someone intervenes and helps this man given his current status, period. In the paragraph, he last was hospitalized because of exacerbation of COPD, and that would happen again if he doesn't receive the appropriate care, period. He needs evaluation by social work to see why he lost his provider, because once again, he needs his provider to be able to survive, period. His blood pressure medication needs to be adjusted. We need to make sure he's taking it, which I'm not sure if he's taking it on a regular basis. He says he forgets a lot. He's ADL dependent on the neighbor, where he needs a provider and nurses to help him. He also wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, of course, period. He stays in wet diaper for a long time, he says, and he just hates it, period. He also is not able to walk because of his shortness of breath and balance issues that was mentioned, also because of pleural edema. He could benefit from Lasix, 20 milligram, and we'll discuss this with the with the medical director of hospice and palliative company, which will be evaluating him at this time. Period. As far as physical therapy is concerned, he states that that did not really help him much, and I'm not sure if that would help him, given his status at this time. Period. O2 and NIP treatments are the mainstay of treatment at this time, along with treatment of his blood pressure, which increases his risk of heart attack and stroke. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Curtis Lee unless someone intervenes in his care at this time immediately. Thank you.